Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. This is Apostle Deborah Dean and the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. I am so delighted today to be back in the house of the Lord one more time. And this is my house of the Lord, the radio broadcast. I just give praise and glory to God, who is my life, and to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to everyone in their respective places. We just thank the Lord. We thank our Father on today. We're going to get ready to start our worship. We're going to just have a song. Right now, we're going to call our worship to order, first of all. Then we're going to have a song. We're going to do our devotion. We're going to have a song. Amen.
Now, he's all over the land.
Amen, amen. The precious Lamb of God. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. I have just read you from Psalms 103, from the first down to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Now, Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace this afternoon, this evening, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, if we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Father, we ask your forgiveness on today. We ask you today, Father, to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. If there is anything in there, Lord, that should not be, Father, we ask you to remove it. Send the fire, God, and burn it out in the name of Jesus. We ask you today to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind. Father, first of all, we come now asking you to bind the strong man today. Bind the strong man from this radio broadcast, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask you today, Lord, to bind up the strong man, Lord. In the name of Jesus, every negative word, every negative thought, every evil and wicked word, anybody holding anything, in the name of Jesus, in their heart against this radio broadcast, anyone that's affiliated with it, Lord, I ask you to bind today any demonic activity, bind it now, in the name of Jesus, cancel the assignment today, in the name of Jesus, Father, I come now, I'm asking you to change this atmosphere on this radio broadcast on today, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, change the atmosphere, Lord. I'm asking you now, Lord, to take over and take control on today. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you today, Father, to let me decrease 100%, that the Holy Ghost may increase 100%, shift this atmosphere on this radio broadcast on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise and we give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Hallelujah. And we give you glory, Father. We ask you to bless this radio broadcast. Bless our service on today. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless everyone in radio land. Cover them in the shed blood on today. Father, we thank you now. In Jesus' name and for your glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God on today for everything that he's doing. Hallelujah. I thank God today for allowing me to just be on this radio broadcast on today. I give God praise and I give him glory on today. I magnify his holy name today. Right now, we're going to get ready to go into our testimonial service on today. I thank and praise God today. He is such an awesome and awesome God, omniscient, omnipresent. Our God is an awesome God, and he's a wonderful God. He's a great king above every king. In the name of Jesus, I give God praise on today. I thank and praise God today. I thank God for deliverance on today. I thank God today. Hallelujah. I give God praise on today. I magnify his name. He woke us up this morning. God know what's best for us. I just have to testify. God know what's best for us. I thank God on today. I give God glory, and I give him praise on today. I magnify his holy name on today. I just thank him today. I thank God today. I thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, I thank and I love him today. Hallelujah. I give him praise and glory. I thank him for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way, starting me on my way. With all the activities of my limbs, I thank God today. I thank God when I looked over and my husband was still breathing, still moving, and still having his being in God. I thank God today that he watched over us all night last night and early this morning. He touched us and woke us up with a sound mind. I give God praise on today. Oh, I give him praise today. I give him praise today. I bless his name today. He didn't have to do it, but he did. I thank God. Hallelujah. He's such an awesome God. Hallelujah. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. He's a great God. Hallelujah. He is my shepherd, and I shall not want him. That's what he is to me. And I thank God. I thank God that I didn't get a call through the night. In the name of Jesus, I give God praise. And he don't always have to do that. But just giving us a piece of bread, an egg, that we're not blind, that we can see, hallelujah, that we can hear, that we breathe in his air, hallelujah. He don't have to do that because everything belongs to God, hallelujah. He don't have to do it, but he did it, and I give God praise on today. I love God, huh? I love God. You don't love him? I love him. What about you? I love God. And I thank God on today. I give God glory, and I give him praise today. He's an awesome God. I thank him today. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready for our praise and worship now. I love God today. I mean, if you don't know nothing else, if you don't know nothing else, hallelujah. Just know that God is able, hallelujah. Know that God is able. He is able, hallelujah, to do exceedingly abundantly above all you may ask or think. Hallelujah. And I give him praise and I give him glory on today. Hallelujah. He is a merciful God. He's an awesome God. And I thank him today. He don't have to do the things that he do for me. He don't have to do those things. But God is an awesome, awesome God. And I love God on today. Hallelujah. Trying to get this music together because let me tell you, God got so much for us to do. Hallelujah. He got so many things for us to do. I can't complain about nothing. I cannot complain about nothing because my God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. I'm going to just play this. And I want everybody to just sit back and relax. God is good. Turning around for me.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. We have to know for sure that God is turning things around for us. I don't care what it looks like. I just don't care what it looks like. But I know what God said. He said, I'm turning some things around in the atmosphere. Know that God is turning. Sometimes our situation seems so dim and dream and all that mess. But see, we have to bind up that spirit. Hallelujah. We got to bind those spirits up because that's just spirits, huh? And send them back to the pit. You know, the enemy is a deceiver. He is a liar. He's the father of liars. He tried to tell us anything. But I know God said we already won. We already have victory over everything. Hallelujah. He gave us victory over the enemy long time ago. We have victory over Satan. We already have victory. It's already a fixed fight. Hallelujah. We just got to remember that. The fight is already won. The battle is not ours. It belongs to the God. But he already said that the battle is already won. We just got to go through this stuff for the calling that's on our lot. But God is turning things around in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. He's shifting the things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good and his mercy endures forever. I don't care what nobody say. I know that I know that I know, hallelujah, that he's turning things around. And he's on, and things are on their way to the way he wants them to be. Hallelujah. We already know that when the enemy come in like a flood, God lifts up a standard against him. He have no power with us. God didn't give him any. Hallelujah. He just try to lie and deceive and try to act like he got some power. He ain't got no power. Hallelujah. Not from God, he didn't. So we have to know when he come in like a flood. We know when he come and start doing things that God is getting ready to raise up another standard. Hallelujah. And every time he try to come back, he's going to raise up another standard. He can't keep going up because after a while he'll reach heaven. So God is raising up standards. Every time he try to do anything to us, he can't do it. He can't go up because his heaven is, his home is not up. It's down to the pit. That's where he's going. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage somebody today, let you know that God is still God, and we got to let God be God. Hallelujah. So we need to keep on believing and trusting. We got to keep on knowing that God is doing things for our good. Hallelujah. This will be our last praise and worship song, and then we'll go right on into the Word of God. If I can get it. Y'all know I'm not good with that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. We thank and praise God for Tasha, Sister Tasha Cobb. She's awesome, and that was an awesome song. It just ministered to my spirit because peace is where he is, and that's what we need is some peace. So we're going to get ready to go right into our word. Father, we just thank you this evening, Lord. We give you praise this evening. We magnify your name this evening. Lord, I come today asking you to bind up the strong man, Father. Bind up the strong man in everything that he does against our radio broadcast or anyone that's on this broadcast or in the radio land. Father, I ask you to bind up the strong man now. I ask you to pull down strongholds, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I come surrendering myself now, Lord. I surrender 100% for the Holy Ghost to increase 100%. Lord, I give up everything I know in my mind, Lord, to let the Holy Ghost take over today, Lord. I'm asking you right now to forgive me for every sin and unknown sin, Lord, that I've committed against you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I give you all praise, all the glory, all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen. I was sitting here listening to the praise and worship, and people don't know, they don't understand on today that the word of God is fulfilling. Prophecy is fulfilling right before our eyes every day. And we're not watching and looking. We're looking, but we're not seeing. And there's so much going on in the world today, in our personal lives, in our lives today, until we almost forgetting what the word of God is. But we don't want to let this thing get us off of focus on the Lord. It's so many should be on this radio broadcast, and they're not. Okay, because the Lord said it would be a great following the way, and he was talking about the churches. We not even have to go to a building, and they can't get on 1 hour. So I'm praying that God opens some eyes. I'm praying for them. Today, I'm still teaching from the Lord's Prayer. And I don't want to get off of it because we have one more verse after this one. This is the fifth petition to God. And it says, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. So we're just going to talk about a little bit a prayer for a forgiving spirit. This is a prayer. See, forgiveness is so important. It's so important. Forgiveness, and it could also can be a blessing. Or it can be a curse. And forgive us our debt as we forgive our debt. And we have to just wait this thing out. It could be a blessing, but it could be a curse. Because if you don't forgive, then don't you look to be forgiven. So you got to forgive on today. Matthew 6:14-15 says, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your Father who is in heaven will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. So just know, if you don't forgive, don't get on your knees and ask God for nothing. Because it's not going to happen. And then if you don't forgive, then you got this unforgiving spirit following you around, opening other doors for other things to come in. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Mark chapter 11 says, verses 25 and 26 says, and whenever you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive you. See, it's a catch to it. We don't have an option here. It's either forgive or you not be forgiven. It's either live or die. It's either holiness or hell. You know, we don't have an option. It's nothing in between here. Either you're going to forgive him or her, or you're going to not be forgiven and die. It says debt, but it's sin. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those that have sinned against us, that have done something against us. It's really what it means. It's saying. So if you want God to forgive us of our sins, we got to forgive people for what they've done to us. I know that's a hard thing sometimes, because people are so messed up in the mind. They do things without thinking, and Satan have them doing things. They're being used by demons. But you got to forgive. You have to forgive. You have to humble yourself and forgive. When I tell you, it ain't always we're not always in that frame of mind, because we take so much, and we take so much, and we take so much. But I tell you what, if you can forgive, God is going to forgive you. Hey, you go. God just going to elevate and elevate and elevate, because it takes a lot. People are doing everything, and Satan is using the closest thing to you to mess you up. He see he can't get you one way, he'll try to get you another. He know exactly what to do, but we got to forgive. Matthew 18, chapter 18, 34 and 35 says, and the master was angry, and he handed him over to the jailer until he paid back all he had owed. So will my Father who is in heaven also do to you if each one of you does not forgive his brother from your heart. See, we may say we're forgiven, and it's not coming from your heart. Believe me, there are no unforgiving people in the kingdom of God. But there can be, but then who can be saved if we don't forgive? With men, it is impossible, but not with God. But then, does God make us perfect in this life so that we never fail to forgive? Does he bring us to the point immediately where our responses to every personal insult or injury is never, not for a moment, resentment, anger, vengeance, or self-pity? We don't get right. It's not right there as soon as we come into the body of Christ, but we have to grow in grace. We got to learn to forgive. And when we are in time, men and women of war, we ought to be at that point of forgiving. It's hurtful. It's all of that other stuff. Because believe me, as many people as I minister to during the day, and at night and all this stuff that they go through, you got to forgive. You got to stay humble and forgive. It seems like it's a mad thing. You know, you get angry and bitterness. It just opens the door for other stuff, and Satan knows exactly what he's doing. He wants us to stay upset. He wants us to stay with unforgiveness in our heart. We really got to forgive. Believe me, when my ex-husband was in prison, and that bishop, every time I tried to get the other bishops to help him, he would just turn, get me, I was so angry with him until it turned into hate. And I was hating him. I didn't like to see his picture. I didn't, on Facebook, I didn't like nothing about it. In the spirit of the Holy Spirit said, you got to forgive. I said, hey, I don't know how I'm going to forgive him. This hate so deep in me toward him. I don't know how that's going to happen. And so I went, every time I went in prayer, I asked God, how am I going to move this hate for him? How am I going to move this feeling that I have against him that's in my heart? And the Lord says, pray for him. Of course, I'm like, pray for him. Prayer that I have ain't going to mean nothing. It's just going to bounce off the wall. Because that's all it is, blessing. Okay? Bless his wife, bless his family. But no. He said, do it again. Every time I would go into prayer, he said, pray for him. I pray for him. Until it started meaning, I started meaning it in my heart. And every time I get down, I find myself praying for him and meaning it. And after a while, he emailed me, he Facebooked me, and asked me how was I doing. And what I thought I would have said, I didn't say. I said, I'm doing fine. How's your family? Because God had put me on the potter's wheel. And he had kneeled and pressed and kneeled and pressed and kneeled and pressed until that bitterness left me. And he closed the door on that and opened my heart up to the forgiving and the love that's in my heart for the man and the woman of God. And I thank God on today that whatever demon it is that's trying to get us to not forgive when God commands it in this prayer, that I pray that God destroy him and put him down, because we need to be able to forgive even over in the, I don't know what book it is, I think it was Matthew, where the man wanted the tax collector to forgive him, or whoever was, to give him something and to forgive him of his debts. And then when he go home, here his slave is. He was the master of a slave. He owed him something, the slave did. And he just had such a big fuss and wanted to take his wife and all this kind of stuff. And God just had the man to forgive his debt. We can't do that. We have to have forgiveness in our hearts. And it's like this. It's the fifth petition, but it can be a deadly petition. It could be a terrible petition, because what you're doing is saying, forgive me of my sins, but I ain't going to forgive her of hers. I don't care what you say, I'm not forgiving. I've heard many people, even when people, you know, in court, I can't take care of my son. I can't. Oh, yes, you can. Because if you don't forgive, God is not going to forgive us. We have to forgive. We got to forgive. Let me see if I can find this. Over in St. Matthew. I think it's, I don't know what it is, but then the master called in his servant. I don't want to read that. Blessed are the merciful, and I'm just going to start from here, and then I'll go down. This is some stuff I wrote out this morning, but I'm saying, and I'm glad we're right here on this forgiveness. It's the fifth petition of the prayer. I'm not trying to preach and hoop. I'm trying to get us to learn forgiveness, and we all know it. But sometimes things hurt down to the core, and we hold that thing. I have a sister right now, Danielle. My sister, I had to go in my heart and ask God to remove anything in my heart. I don't want to dislike my sister because I love her. But the things that she do, I hate those things. That's the stuff I hate. But I love my sister because she make bad decisions, bad attitudes, wrong stuff. And nobody's perfect because I'm way from being perfect. I had to get that stuff out of my heart for her. That's why this is so important. You have to know that nothing is in your heart against nobody. Because when you stand praying, God ain't gonna, he's not going to move for you. And you want God to move. You want to be in God's will. You got to be. You can't let this stuff throw you off of focus. Oh, we do. I blocked her off my Facebook. I blocked her off my telephone. Oh, I blocked her because I can't be sitting around here messing with stupid little stuff. I have too much to do for the Lord instead of going back and forth. My stuff for the kingdom is top priority. And the little stupid stuff that she was talking about was on her, but it was the enemy trying to cause division. But I ask God to not let me have nothing in my heart against my sister or my brothers, nobody, or my enemy. I don't want to have nothing. When they was crucifying Jesus, what did he say? Lord, forgive them. For they know not what they do. If he can ask God to forgive them for crucifying him, we can forgive our folks. We can forgive our enemies. I can forgive my sister and my brother. Hallelujah. That's the only way God don't move in our life. That's the only way we gonna get elevated to anything. We got to walk in forgiveness, hallelujah, and God will bless us. Don't think he ain't going to deal with them, because he is. He going to deal with them. But we got to do what God say do in our life. We got to be the one that do this thing. Hey, I ain't say you got to go sit up under nobody. I'm not saying you got to call nobody, but in your heart, heart got to be right. Hallelujah. Your heart got to be what God wanted to be. Hallelujah. Your heart got to be there. You don't want to miss out on nothing God has for you. You don't want to miss, and I'm talking about in gifts and callings and things like that. God got so much for us to do in the kingdom, for the kingdom. And Satan started trying to block. He started trying to store stuff. But that's why we have to stay in warfare. I stay in warfare against the enemy. I wage war for my family, my friends, the church members, everybody that I'm around, my associates. I wage war for them against the enemy because he's a deceiver, a liar. It's what he is. And I pray that God destroy him and dismantle him in the name of Jesus. I pray that God annihilate him and burn him up in the pit. Every demon on assignment has been canceled. Hallelujah. Every demon on assignment today has been canceled. We stop you. We bind you now. Hallelujah. Because we're going to forgive everybody we're supposed to forgive. We're going to have a forgiving heart. We're going to walk around and forgive anybody that they've ever heard of. We forgive them today, Lord. We praying forgiveness in our heart today. Anybody that ever done anything to us, anybody ever said negative stuff, anybody that ever misused us, anybody that done anything, Lord, we forgive them today in the name of Jesus. We want to live holy before you and the people of God, Lord. We not let nothing stop us. From the beginning to the end, we want to live holy. We want to have a forgiving heart on this day. Forgive us our debtors as we forgive those. We forgive our debtors. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. God is a good God. He's worthy to be praised. The things that he do for us, he don't have to do it. We got to stay in the will of God. It's so many things. It's so many people that have hurt me in the last week. And I'm human. I wanted to get them. That's what the enemy said. Get them. God wouldn't even let me move. When he did let me move, I had to go and pray before I did what I did. See, he said, acknowledge me in all your ways. We got to acknowledge God before we speak. Let people say what they want to say. And you acknowledge God before you let anything come out of your mouth. And that's what I'm aimed to do even the more. Before I get, because you know, we can just, I'm sick of this. I'm tired of this. This. Oh, we can jump and say it. But we need to go say, Lord, what must I do? What to do now? They studied saying this and they studied doing that. What must I do? And he in turn is going to tell you the battle is not yours. It's mine. You relax. The battle belongs to the Lord. And so I tell you today, and I encourage everybody in radio land, everybody that's on this radio broadcast, to let God be God. Let God be God and pray for your enemies. All of them not your enemies. But pray for those that say our men are evil against you. Pray and ask God to bless them. For those that try to despise you, to misuse you. Pray for your enemies. Pray for them. Ask God to bless them the way he sees fit. And let God be glory. Let him get the glory. Because if we take our hands off of stuff and let God do it, you'll be praying for your enemies, Lord. Can you let her up now? Can you let him out of jail now? Can you do this and can you do that? But we got to give it to God.
We have to give it to God. We've got to forgive. I don't care. Some people have that spirit and don't know that if you're holding on to something in your heart, that you can't pray for nothing. You can't pray for nothing with something wrong in your heart. You can't prophesy to nobody with something wrong. You can't pray for nobody's healing because you got some stuff you need to be healed of. We got to let that stuff go. It says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us our sins as we forgive the sinners that have sinned against us, the people that have sinned against us. And if we don't know how to do it, we better pray and ask God anything in our heart to remove it now. You don't go to bed with stuff in you. Wrong stuff in your heart. You don't know if you may wake up in the morning. You better dismiss that stuff. Because here I am, and I confess that I was upset with my sister. I repented. I renounced that spirit. And I'm free. I forgive us nothing in my heart. It wasn't like that at first. Believe me. God didn't make us like that. We was born into sin, shaping into iniquity. It wasn't like that at first. She made me mad. But I had to repent. I had to confess, renounce, repent, and renounce, and ask for forgiveness. And I did that. Now, if I see her anywhere now, I can walk up to her and hug her. I can call her today. I ain't got nothing in my heart against nobody, nothing. We got to have the right stuff on. We got to put the right stuff in us. We got to have our ear gates closed to stupid stuff. Close those ear gates when people start gossiping and talking. Close your ear gates. Hang the phone up. Because God looking at you and what you say you are and whose you are. We got to forgive. Now, I may go over next week because I ain't say nothing I wrote down but a little. But this is from the Holy Ghost. And he says what he means, and he means what he say. Forgive. So much stuff happening out here in the world today. Death is all around us. We don't have nothing to say about nothing because people are dying all around us. We need to forgive and love each other. Love your enemy. So we just thank and praise God on today. I thank and praise God that I know it's going to happen. It's already over. God is doing some things. Hallelujah. We don't want no opening in us where no other demon can come in, no way. When you open one thing of bitterness and anger, it opened up the doors for other demons. That demon of anger come in and it brings some more folk. We don't want that. All sorts of stuff can open up. These demons, they can be evil spirits. They come right in. That's why I pray every day, Lord, don't let me get angry. Don't let me get bitterness and all that kind of stuff. Oh, no. We renounce every one of them. We renounce that stuff. In the name of Jesus, because God give us love. We don't want to hear no negativity stuff, no negative stuff. That's a root of spirit. And we bind it now in the name of no negative stuff. Hallelujah. Come against the leaders. The name of it is the root of spirit. It come against the leaders. And we destroy that spirit and dismantle it, annihilate it now in the name of Jesus. And cast it to the pit Now, Lord, I ask you to fill every spot that we just loose from. Fill it with the Holy Spirit. Fill it with the anointing of God. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I thank you now. I thank you, Father. I thank you right now for your word on today. I thank you, Lord, that we are able to forgive right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the rhema word of God. Hallelujah. Was not me. It was from the Lord. Hallelujah. Was not me, from the Holy Ghost. Father, I thank you now. I give you praise and I give you glory. Lord, I thank you for everyone that's on this radio broadcast. I thank you for everyone in radio land that's listening, all the ones that's going to go back and listen. Lord, I thank you for it on today. Father, I give you glory and I give you praise. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. And that is the conclusion of our service. And I thank God for everyone that's on our broadcast today. I love you all. And God love you too. If you need to talk with me, my phone lines are open. God, I just bid you God for you. God love you. I love you too. You all are dismissed. Amen.